به أعوذ شرط الشمرة القرآن عليهم قرن عليهم نمع من بجر الطال شنكرم لوس شنكرم ఓ
పురస్తాదపవాదానంతరాన్ విధీన్ బాధంతే నోత్తరాన్ దిస్ వి హవ్ సీన్ పరస్తాత్
పరస్తాత్
పరా ఇస్ ది వర్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ దిక్షబ్ద ఇట్ ఈజ్ పర పూర్వ పర దిక్షబ్ద అండ్ సో పరస్తాత్ మీన్స్ లేటర్ ఇన్ దట్ మీనింగ్ దిక్షబ్ద ఇట్ కెన్ బి ఆర్ కాలశబ్ద ఆర్ దేశ శబ్ద దిగ్దేశ కాలేషు సో పరస్తాత్ మీన్స్ లేటర్ ఇన్ ది లేటర్ టైమ్ ఆర్ ఇట్ కుడ్ బి ఆన్ ది అదర్ సైడ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో దేశవాచి యునో ఆన్ ది అదర్ సైడ్ సో లైక్ దట్ దేశవాచి కాలవాచి వేదాహమేతం పురుషం మహాంతం ఆదిత్యవర్ణం తమసర్పరస్తాత్ అహం మహాంతం పురుషం మహాంతం మీన్స్ దేశ పరిచ్ఛేదరహితం పురుషం వేద ఏతం పురుషం మీన్స్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం ఇత్యర్థః వేద వేద ఈజ్ అహం జానే ఐ రియలైజ్ దేశ పరిచ్ఛేద పురుష యాజ్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఆదిత్యవర్ణం మీన్స్ స్వయం ప్రకాశ స్వరూపం ఇత్యర్థః సెల్ఫ్ షైనింగ్ తమసః పరస్తాత్ బియాండ్ పరస్తాత్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ బియాండ్ తమస్ మీన్స్ అజ్ఞాన స్థూల సూక్ష్మ కారణదేహాతిరిక్తం ఇది యావత్ అజ్ఞాన అజ్ఞాన ఇస్ కారణ శరీర సో కారణ శరీర ఇంక్లూడ్స్ స్థూల సూక్ష్మ అండ్ ఆల్సో స్థూల సో స్థూల సూక్ష్మ కారణ శరీరాతిరిక్తం దేశకాల వస్తు పరిచ్ఛేదరహితం పరబ్రహ్మ అహం ఆత్మరూపతయా జానామి ఇది పిండితోర్థ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది కంఫైన్డ్ వీడింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ వాక్య
మహాంతం ఇస్ ది
దేశ పరిచ్ఛేద రహిత
దట్స్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ దాట్ ఉపనిషద్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్
దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్
మహాంతం ఇస్ వెర్ ఎవర్ వి సే మహాంతం ఇస్ దేశ కాల పరిచ్ఛేద
ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ వరల్డ్ బిగ్
బిగ్ బట్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి బిగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ హాస్ టు బి బియాండ్
ఇట్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ దేశ
బ్రహ్మ
యా సో లైక్ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో దేశ పరిచ్ఛేద రహితం బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ బృహత్ బిగ్ వెన్ యూ సే బిగ్ ఎయిదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిలేటివ్ ఆర్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిలేటివ్ దెన్ బిగ్గర్ దాన్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అబ్సల్యూట్ దెన్ దేశ పరిచ్ఛేద రహితం ఇత్యర్థః అధస్తాత్ తమస పరస్తాత్ పంచమీ తమసః పంచమీ యునో పంచమీ సప్తమీ ప్రథమాభ్యః అదితి తమసః పంచమీ ఓన్లీ విత్ రిఫరెన్స్ టు పంచ తమసః దట్స్ వై బియాండ్ తమస్ తమస్ ఈజ్ అజ్ఞాన విచ్ ఈజ్ కారణ శరీర అధస్తాత్ మీన్స్ బిలో
శాకుంతలం
పరస్తాత్ జాయత ఏవ శాకుంతలం ఆఫ్టర్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ కాలవాచి afterwards jayate eva it certainly happens
jayate
no jayate eva certainly known it is certainly known afterwards kalavachi తమస్ ఆఫ్ పరస్తాత్ ఈజ్ నాట్ కాలవాచి బట్ దేశవాచి బియాండ్
కాలవాచి
అధస్తాత్ డౌన్ దిస్ ఇస్ దేశవాచి ధర్మేణ గమనమూర్ధ్వం గమనమధస్తాద్ భవత్య ధర్మేణ దిస్ ఇస్ సాంఖ్యకారిక ధర్మేణ ఊర్ధ్వం గమనం భవతి అధర్మేణ అధస్తాత్ గమనం భవతి వై ధర్మ ఊర్ధ్వగమనం ఊర్ధ్వలోకాస్ అర్గేంట్ వై అధర్మ అధోలోకాస్ నరకాయసెట్రా అర్గేంట్ తస్యాధస్తాద్వయమపి రతాస్తేషు పర్ణోటజేషు ఉత్తర రామచరితం. సో ఐ డు నాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ నో వే వాట్ ఈస్ ది కంటెక్స్ట్ బిలో దాట్ తస్య అధస్తాత్. సో బిలో దాట్ వయమపి రతాః తేషు పర్ణోటజేషు ఇన్ దోస్ స్మాల్ హట్స్ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ లీవ్స్ వీఆర్ ఆల్సో వెరీ హ్యాపీ వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ మీన్స్. Maybe Rama is saying below that particular mountain there were huts and in those huts we were living happily, something like that. Then atasuch pratyayam, atasuch, in atasuch means ataha will remain, uch will go away. Atasuch దక్షిణోత్తరాభ్యాతసుచ్
భాషాపరావరాభ్యాం.
సో దక్షిణ అండ్ ఉత్తర విల్ గెట్ ది వర్డ్ ది ప్రత్యయ అతసుచ్ దక్షిణత ఉత్తరత పరా అండ్ అవరా ఆల్సో గెట్ ఆప్షనల్లీ పరత అవరత. ఓకే దక్షిణత సో దక్షిణత మీన్స్ ఇన్ దక్షిణ ఇన్ ది సౌత్. దెన్ ఫ్రమ్ దక్షిణ పంచమి ఫ్రమ్ ది సౌత్ అండ్ దెన్ దక్షిణ ద సౌత్ ప్రథమ. సో సప్తమి పంచమి ప్రథమ త్రీ విభక్తి మీనింగ్స్ విల్ కమ్. ఉత్తరాహి వసన్ రామ సముద్రాద్రక్షసాం పురీ అవైల్లవణతో యస్య స్థితాం దక్షిణతః కథం భట్టి. సో ఉత్తరాహి వసన్ రామః సముద్రాత్ ఉత్తరాహి దిస్ వీ హవ్ సీన్ ఉత్తరాహి ఆహి ప్రత్యయం. సో ఫ్రమ్ ది సముద్ర ఫ్రమ్ ది ఓషన్ on the right and on the left. Uttara means on the north he was living Ramaha Vasan. And whereas Lavanato yasya dakshinataha sthitam purim, this Rakshasam purim, the city of the Rakshasas, which is on the southern side of the ocean, katham avait, how he will attack it or how he will know it is on this side, whereas the Rakshasa Nagara Lanka is on the other side. How he will know it, how did he know it? Avait means he knew. What he knew, katham avait, how did he know it? That is the question. So there we have dakshinataha. అవరత్ ఉత్తర పరత మీన్స్ బియాండ్ అవరత బిలో దీస్ ఆర్ ది మీనింగ్స్. సో దీస్ మీన్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ కెన్ అప్లై టు దిశా దిక్ దేశ అండ్ కాల ఇన్ ఆల్ కేసెస్ దే ఆర్ యూజ్. నెక్స్ట్ అస్తాతేర్లుక్ అంచేర్లుక్. సో వెన్ అంచ్ ధాతు ఇస్ దేర్ this astati pratyaya and also this atasuch pratyaya they disappear from anchu dhatu. Anchu gatau pujaya ancha, there is a dhatu, we have done it in shabdadhikara. Prak pratyak, these things are there. So for prak you apply atasuch pratyaya and then it comes and now it gets the meaning of సప్తమి పంచమి ప్రథమ దిక్ దేశ కాల మీనింగ్స్ విచ్ విల్ కమ్ టు ఇట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రత్యయ అస్తాది ప్రత్యయ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ అతసూచ్ ప్రత్యయ. Now they will disappear. The pratyayas will disappear. But meaning stays. Okay? Prak. So, prak, to start with, it is prak plus astatihi. Astati has gone. So, you are now remained prak. Prak plus atasuch. Atasuch has gone, but now it remains as prak. Meaning is, so dik, desha, kala. Saptami, panchami, prathama. Okay? These are the meanings. Prak padayo padati khadati prashthamansam. Yeah. Yeah. First, he falls upon the feet. Padayo patati, prak. First means in the time. Saptami de kala. That is the first, you know, saptami kala. And padati khadati prushthamamsam means in Hitopadesha, you see, this is the animals. First it falls on the feet, and then later it kills and eats flesh, raw flesh from the body. Then this wolf or whatever, something like that. Prangnabhivardhanat pumso jata karma vidhiyate. Yeah. See, jateshti is there. There is a jateshti. Putre jate jadashta kapalam nirvapati. That is the vidhi, brahmana. So when the son is born, ashtakapala purodasha, ishti has to be performed. It is called jateshti. And in that, Ashtasu kapalesu samskrutam purodasham samarpyate agnav. Agna, agna. Yad agnaye purodasham ashtakapalan nirvapati, for the agni devata. Now, when the child is born, it is a big discussion. Kab? Jateshti, when to do? So, after the discussion, they decided, before cutting the umbilical cord, you have to do jateshti. Okay? That is the beginning of the discussion. So, nabhivardhanat prak. Earlier, just before the umbilical cord is cut, the jateshti has to be performed. That means, first to do jateshti, and then do umbilical, cutting the umbilical cord. Then they said, this is not practical. Because the child, the umbilical cord has to be cut, and then the child has to be made to cry or whatever, and then feed the child. Otherwise, if you, now the child is born, okay, start jateshti there. So agni adhana, jateshti, ashtakapala samskrutta purodasha, child krishnarpanam, child will go by the time he finishes jateshti, and then cut the umbilical cord, and then do payaha, milk to the child will die. Therefore, it is not practical. You see, the vidhi should not be mulocheda. The purpose of the jateshti is the welfare of the child. But by the time jateshti is done, the child itself is not there. Therefore, the vidhi should not be applied like that. Therefore, this is all vichara. Purva mimamsa vichara aisa hi hota hai. So then they decided, you first cut the navi, that umbilical cord, and then feed the milk, and then probably he can do jateshti. No, because by the time the umbilical cord is cut, the yajamana, the father, gets jata shaucha. He becomes impure now. He is defiled because he is the father of the child. There is a jata shaucha. Jata shaucha, marana shaucha. There is ashaucha. Ashaucha means impurity for death and impurity for birth also. Yeah,
3 days at least we follow it.
Yeah. So 3 days. So jata shaucha is there. In the ashaucha period, he cannot do jateshti. And so in the Shishtas, they follow 11 days jata shaucham. 11 days they follow.
Even jata is 11 days.
In our childhood, when we were doing Gayatri Japa and all that, when we hear that somebody is born or somebody is died, we were very happy. You know why? Because we need not do Sanjhavandram and all that elaborately for 11 days. Oh my, yeah. Some easy Sanjhavandram it is now. Instead of 15 minutes, it is 3 minutes. Over. So, we were very happy as kids. Therefore, he cannot perform till 11 days. Therefore, on the 11th day, after the taking bath and Punyahavacharam they do, and at that time Jateshti has to be done. This is how the conclusions are presented. From that section, he picked up first sentence and put it there. Okay? Don't assume that it is done immediately like that.
One quick question. Mulachada should not be there, you said.
Mulachada.
Mulachada. Which must be discussion in the Mimamsa, but it also I also feel through some other discussion that by the time it is elaborated and done, it has almost done the Mulachada. The may not be discussion may not be like that, but the way it is practiced at least. By that time it really gets disconnected from the purpose for which it was started.
No, the child has to live a long life, and so it is done for the welfare of the child.
Not in this specific case, I'm saying Mulachada in general, we Purva Mimamsakas are doing Mimamsa on this point that it cannot be hurting the fact itself.
Yeah.
Where that disconnect has happened, when you know, we see the rituals have become rituals, they get disconnected from. So
in Mimamsa,
Purva Mimamsa doesn't allow that to happen. Is that what you are trying to say?
No, not like that. In Purva Mimamsa, entire emphasis is on ritual only.
Disconnected from the what you are worshipping? Like the Karmatas, they leave the God also, right? And they go just saying Agni.
Yeah, you see, for Mimamsakas, there is no God.
For all of Mimamsakas, there are no God.
Jaran Mimamsakas.
Jaran Mimamsakas.
Old Mimamsakas, they don't have any God or any such thing. They have only karma. Therefore, total emphasis on the karma only.
So, Mulachada is also related to karma?
The karma only. We'll see. This is a Mahabhashya. He is quoting from Mahabhashya. Pramana Bhuta Acharyaha Darbha Pavitra Panihi Prangmukha Upavishya Mahatayitrena Sutrani Pranayatisma Itra Ashakyam Varnena Api Anarthena Bhavitum Kim Punariyata Sutrena Mahabhashya. You see, in the Vyakarana, Uttarottaram Muninam Brahmanyam, Parija Paribhasha. The Munis are superior in that sequence. Panini, Katyayana, Patanjali. There was a sutra by Panini. Katyayana, he made an analysis and said that this sutra is unnecessary, we can drop it. That is what Katyayana said. And then Patanjali is reacting to that. You know how he reacts? Arya Acharya is Pramana Bhutaha Acharya. Paninihi Acharya. Ye Panini Acharya is Pramana Bhuta. In Vyakarana, he is the highest authority. And he is imagining how he must have composed this sutra, Panini. So, Darbha Pavitra Panihi. He holds Darbhas in his hand. That is Darbha Pavitra. Darbhas means there is a thing called Pavitra, a knot. That Karmakanda is all about knots, Grinthi. So here you put a knot with Darbha. Then there is a knot here, hair knot, Shikha. Then three knots in the sutra. And then three knots to the wife, that is Vivaha. All knots and knots and knots.
Bandhana.
Pandhanas. Knots means granthis. And in Vedanta, nirgranthi. Vidyate hrudaya granthi. That is the difference between the two. There, they want the knots. The karma people want the knots. Whereas Vedanta people, they break the knots apart. That's why the combination doesn't work. Somehow they compromise with us and we compromise with them, therefore we are pulling on. Otherwise, for the karma people, it is all put one more knot there, one more knot, one more knot. Whereas for Vedanta people, no knots. So, kartrutvam is a knot. And for Atma, there is no kartrutvam. Then what will you do now? So what karma are you going to do like that? Anyway, so this Acharya, he has this Darbha Pavitra Panihi, Prang Mukhaha Upavishya. He is sitting facing the sun. There Prak. Prak is a Indi Purva Dishayam. That is the Purva Dishayam Abhimukhaha. That is the word used there. Saptami Prak. Okay? So, Atasuchi Pratyaya or Astati Pratyaya has disappeared there. That is the example. Okay, continuing with the Sutta, with the Vakya. Mahatayatnena Sutrani Pranayatisma. He was composing the sutras with a lot of effort. And now, in those sutras, even one syllable is a waste, you cannot say.
Yeah.
Leave alone, the entire sutra is a waste. So, vannenapi anarthena bhavitum ashakyam. Tatra means in those sutras, even one syllable is a waste, you cannot say. Cannot be possible. Kimu, kimpunaha, iyata sutrena. This big sutra is a waste, you say. How can you say that? Like that, he rejects Katyayana's thesis. And then he explains how the sutra is very valid. That is from Mahabharata, okay?
Mahabharata.
Is it, does
Mahabharata accept any of the Vartikas? Or all
some, not all, but some.
And what is said here is true about the entire Panini's entire Patha? Or one sutra?
That is the approach you should have about Panini.
So approach, Mahabharata approach is like that. Like it that, re-establishes. Like
that. It re-establishes Panini.
Why is Sma here? Pranayati is by itself not enough?
No, Pranayati present tense.
Yes.
Pranayati Sma is past tense.
Oh, that's past tense.
Hmm.
Sorry, this Punar
Kimpunaha.
Kimpuna
Iyata.
Iyata
means this much.
Iyata
Sutrena. Pragami Punyan Runam. Yeah. That is another example. Prak. Runam punyam praggami. So for human beings, the punya always moves in the forward direction, whatever that means. Okay? Similarly, pratyak. Prak pratyak, anchi, you know. Pratyak means in the opposite direction, like that. You can use it for kala also. In the backward, in the past period of time, like that also you can use it. Then,
Upariyuparishtat.
Rishtat. Upa is the upasarga, the avyayam. Over that you do the ril pratyaya, you get upari. You do the rishtat pratyaya, you get uparishtat. Upari, once again, desha, kala and disha. And prathama, panchami, saptami. Upari, above, saptami vibhakti, desha, and also later, saptami vibhakti, kala, like that, disha also you can use it. Avang mukhasyo pari pushpa vrishti papata vidyadhara hasta muktaya. This is Kalidasa. He was sitting avang mukhaha, like that he was sitting. Avang mukhasya upari on him vidyadhara hasta mukta pushpa vrishtihi papata. The flowers, the rain of flowers released by vidyadharas, devatas, fell on his head. Like that, in some context. There you have seen upari. Upari. Okay? Upari upari pashyanta sarva eva daridrati. Daridrati. Okay. Sarve eva upari upari pashyantaha daridrati. I don't know what is this daridrati. Drati drataha drati.
Adabhyasta.
That is daridra, bahujanam it is.
Yes,
yeah. Dra kutsayam gatav. Dra. It becomes daridra. That is how there is abhyasta dhatu it is. Before chyadigana. So, bahuvachanam will be like that only. that an nakara will not be there, because at instead of ant you get at adabhyastha. Therefore daridrati. So all of them are looking up, up and up, and then daridrati, they are getting into some difficulty, whatever. Uparishtat sanjata vyattha paksha parahita karane nopariṣṭanna chādhaha vairāgya prakaraṇam vai bhartruhari parahita karane nopariṣṭanna chādhaha. You see, sanjāta vyattha pakṣāha, I am unable to get the context, whatever it is. So for them the wings have come but wasted. Sanjatam vyartha paksha, they have got wings but wasted. You see, for the what is the purpose of wings? Go up, uparishtat, go down, come down, adhaha. So they neither go up nor uparishtat nacha adhaha, nor come down. Therefore the wings are born, the wings are wasted. So going up or coming down in what? Parahita karane, in doing service to others. They neither go up nor come down. You see, for serving others you go up, for serving others you come down also. They neither do this nor do that. Therefore their wings are a waste. Some such vakya. There uparishtat is there. Ity uparishtat vyakhyatam, like that Bhashyakara says some places. All this is there described later. Ati. So here is dvarna, therefore only at will remain. Paschat.
Paschat.
Yeah, it is para at. So pascha bhava is a present, is a, para is replaced by pascha bhava. So para at becomes paschat. Okay, later. Paschat, later in time. So astati artha paschat, in the meaning of astatihi. Astatihi means what? So saptami panchami prathama bhyaha diktesha kaleshu astatihi. That is the meaning of this ati pratyaya also. Lagvi pura vruddhimati cha paschat. This is a niti shatakam. See, the good effect of the effect of good governance is very small to begin with. Pura lagvi paschat vruddhimati, later it acquires a momentum and becomes bigger and bigger. Okay, that is a niti. This is Shakuntala. Once I told you, gacchati purashariram dhavati paschat asamstutam chetaha. So Dushyanta is now going back to his city. Shariram puraha gichyati, body is going forward. So asamstutam chetaha, asamstutam means unhappy. Unhappy mind, paschat dhavati, it is running behind. So like the upamana is the flag pole versus the flag cloth. Flag pole is running forward, whereas the flag cloth is running backward. Paschat puchyam vipavahati vipulam tachya dhuno tyajasram. This is Uttara Ramacharita. Lava and Pusha, they have never seen a horse. They have never seen a horse. They have seen deer and other animals. And they saw horse now. They came running to the mother and told, "Oh mother, Sita, we have seen an animal and we don't know what is that animal. It has a big tail. Paschat puchyam vahati vipulam. Vipulam puchyam vahati. Tachya ajasram dhunoti kampayati. It is always shaking that tail all the time. What is that animal?" Like that, they have described the animal in four lines. This is the last line. And finally Sita says, "That must be a horse," like that. That is the this kind of context. There, paschat means behind. This is deshe. Paschat means prashtha deshe. Saptami, deshavachi. Like that you have to understand its meaning. Then paschat tapaha means repentance. So means you suffer, you feel sad about it after it happened. Kalavachi, paschat tapaha, kalavachi. So paschat tapa means during, if you feel bad about it while it is being done, you will stop doing it. But you do it, go ahead with it, and later feel bad about it. This is the human nature. Paschat tapaha.
Pascha pascha chandasi.
So pascha, that is a pascha bhava, and then put a pascha, pascha para it is, then you pascha bhava, pascha it becomes, then ati pratyaya made it paschat. Instead of ati, a will come. Pascha bhava na a. So you get pascha, adho gunai, whatever. Then instead of a, ati, a also will come. Pascha a, pascha. Meaning is same. Paschat, pascha, pascha. Even in the word pascha bhava, that pascha is the tone. Anyway, these are used in Veda only. Not very much in the Laukika Sanskritam. Therefore, don't bother about it. Then Ati, some more Ati. Uttaradhara Dakshinadati.
Uttaradhara Dakshinadati.
These are all Tadhita Prachayas, you know. Prak Pashapaha. Up to Pashap, the story will continue like this. So Uttara, Adhara, Dakshina. These three words are there. They will get the Ati. Saptami, Panjami, Prathama, Digdesha, Kala, same. That part is same. So, Ati, what you will get? Uttarat, Adharat, Dakshinat, you will get. So, Astati is the meaning. Astati meaning only. Uttarat, Vasati, means Uttarasyam, Dishi, Vasati, Ityarthaha. Dik, Saptami. Uttarat, Agataha, came from Uttaradik. Dik panchami. Uttaradramaniyam. So more the latter part, in the latter part, it is beautiful. In the latter part. Desha, Desha Saptami. Or it could be Kala Saptami also. Adharad Vasati, Dakshinad Vasati. Adharad Vasati means he lives in a lower part of the town, something like that. Dakshinad Vasati. He lives in the southern part of the town. Enap, the next pratyaya. Enabanyatarasyam.
Enabanyatarasyam.
Adure.
Adure.
Apanchamya.
Apanchamya.
For the three words, Uttara, Nadhara, and Dakshina, for those words only, Enap will come. Now, Vikalpa it will come. Optionally comes, may come, may not come. And also, adure, it comes in the meaning of not very far. Uttarena, enough has come. So, in the northern direction, not very far. Adharena, lower, but not very deep. Dakshinena, in the south, not very far. Then, you should not use Panchami Vibhakti for that. Saptame and Prathama still remain. That is the meaning. Okay? The idea is look at the usages and try to fit into that. Right? Tatra agaran dhanapati gruhan uttarena smadiyam. This is Megha Sandesha. So, the Yaksha is telling the cloud, you now reach the Amaravati town. And there in that town, the biggest palace is the palace of Kubera, Dhanapati. And from that palace, in the northern direction, not very far, Adure, Asmadiyam Agaram Asti. Our house is there. and at that house you will find my wife. That is what Yaksha is telling to the cloud.
Swami, there is Enapa Dvitiya.
Enapa Dvitiya, na? Enapa Dvitiya, yeah.
So we get Vibhakti.
Vibhakti. So in the context of Enapa, you will have to use Dvitiya Vibhakti. The word associated with Uttarena. Uttarena is not a Dvitiya. The word associated, Uttarena is Avyayam. The word, this is Subanta Pratirupakam Avyayam. But the word associated with it will get Dvitiya. Enapa Dvitiya, Enapa Sanyoge Dvitiya Syat. That's why Tatra Agaram Dhanapati Gruhan Uttarena. Dhanapati Gruhan Uttarena. Gruha Shabda Punlinga Nitya Bahuvachananta. Napusakalinga can be anything. Gruham Gruhe Gruhani. But Punlinga Nitya Bahuvachananta. Gruhaha Gruhan. Meaning is household. Dhanapati Gruhan Uttarena. That is the Enapad Vitiya. Dandakam Dakshine Naham Sarito Drin Vananicha Aham. Dandakam Dakshinena. In the south of Dandakaranya, not very far, so in the Saptami Vibhakti, I have seen rivers, mountains, and forests. Uttarena Sravanti Malati Madhava, flowing in the northern direction, not very far. Dakshinena Vrakshavatikam Alapa Ivashvuyate Shakuntala. Vrakshavatikam Dakshinena Enapadvitiya. In the south of the Vrakshavatika, Vrakshavatika is the woods. You have 5 or 10 trees. They are made into a place to sit and enjoy. That kind of place is called Vrikshavatika. And to the south of that Vrikshavatika, to that place of woods, some sound is coming. Some people are talking. Who could that be? That is what Dushyanta is saying. He is looking for Shakuntala, and then he hears some noise, some voices. Shakuntala and Anasuya and Priyamvada are talking. Therefore, he will go in that direction. That was the context.
Is this Dvitiya that is there and sort of an apvada for Panchami, like Dik Yuga for Panchami, or
that's why the Sanyasarasyam is said, right?
Anapa Dvitiya, whenever Anapa comes to Dvitiya. You see, Dik, Desha, Kala, etc. is very general. Anapa is very particular. Therefore, always particular is apvada.
So what am I saying? Is it an apvada for the Panchami?
Panchami. Always Dvitiya will come. Anapa Dvitiya. Aach. Aach means A will remain. Dakshina plus A. You get Dakshina. Dakshina Daach.
Dakshina Daach.
So one more Tadhita Pracheya. It is Aachna. Dakshina. Dakshina plus A. Again, Astati Arthe. The meaning of Astati continues. Means Dik Desha Kala Saptami Panchami Prathama. Dakshina Gramat.
Dakshina Gramat.
That is the Siddhanta Kaunari example. From the city, from the village, in the southern direction. Anyaraditaraste dikshabdanchuttarapadajahi yukte. From that sutra, you get Panchami Vibhakti. That's why Gramat Dakshina. Anya Arat Itara. Rute dikshabda means digvacha shabda, anchu dhatu, anchati, etc. Anchu uttarapada, the anchu must be uttarapada in the samasa. And then ach, this is the ach, dakshina ach, ach pratyayanta, and ahi pratyayanta, dakshina ahi. When these things are there, you have to use panchami vibhakti. That's why he has used
grama.
Ahi cha dure.
Uttaracha.
So ahi also will come. So chakara will bring dakshinat. Uttaracha. Uttara also you add. Now it is dure in the long, a long distance. Not adure. Adure you will get anapa. So here it is dure, long distance. Ahi will come. And the astati artha will continue. Dakshinahi. Uttarahi.
Uttarahi.
In the northern direction, in the southern direction, far away. That is the meaning. Dakshinahi gramat, uttarahi gramat, like that. Here also, ahi is panchami. Above you see, ajahi yukte, ach ahi yukte. Therefore, ahi also will make it panchami yukte. Uttarahi vasan ramas samudrat. That is, we have seen, Rama is living uttarahi, means in the north far away. Whereas Lanka is in the south far away, dakshinahi. Then, asi, that is the next pratyaya, asi. Purvadharavaranam.
Purvadharavaranam.
Asi. Puradhavaschaisham.
Puradhavaschaisham.
So, puradhavaschaisham, what is that? Yeah, puradhaha. Pur adha ava also ava, okay. So purva adhara avara, these three words will get asipratyaya in the astati artha only, deshade kala etc. And then pur adha anava. They also will come. Adhavascha esham. Yeah. Oh. Purodhavascha esham. So, for them also, to them also, asi pratyaya will come. In asi, as will remain. Pur as puras. Adh as adhas. Av as avas. Like that it remains. Okay? Let us take puraha first. So, yeah, that is the sutra. See, in the place of purva, you get pur. In the place of adhara, you get adh. In the place of avara, you get av. And having replaced the stems like that, then you will do asi. That becomes tadhidanta.
Yathasankhya.
So, two things you have to do. Purva, replaced by pur. Then add asi. Puras, astatyartha will be there. Adhara, astatyartha will be there. Adhas, avara, avas. Shortening. It becomes a short. Like in the place of pada, you put pad. In the place of nasa, you put nas, like that, purva, in this place, puras, short form. And then asipratyaya is added. Meaning is like astati. Amum puras pasyasi devadarum. So the lion is telling the king, hey Maharaja, you see this devadaru ahead of you, like that. Tava prasadasya purastu sampadaha. Your blessing, before your, in the ahead of your blessing, the wealth will come. As your blessing comes, even before your blessing comes, the wealth will come. Ahead of your blessing, the wealth will come. Shakuntala. Tasya sthitva kathamapi puraha. Yesterday I told you, lot of wind will be coming. You will find it difficult to hold there, but you somehow manage to stay there for a while and see that scene and then move forward. Like that he is telling the cloud.
Devadarum is a vruksha here.
Devadar vruksha only. D-E-O-D-A-R. In English also it is called
same
Devadar. That is the vruksha.
Very lightweight
wood maybe.
Wood,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dha sankhyaya vidharthe dha
sankhyaya vidharthe dha.
Sankhya vachaka pada you should take eka, dvi, etc. And then add this pratyaya dha. Its meaning is vidha, means prakara, this manner, in this way. In that meaning, sankhyavachaka pada is taken and dhapracheya is added. Ekadha, ekaprakarena, in one way. Na ekadha becomes naikadha and anekadha. Na samasa is not, na remains as na, and then the naikadha vruthi sandhi. Na is replaced by an, anekadha. Jagatskrutsnam pravibhaktam anekadha. The entire world is divided in many, many ways. Adunita khakasalaikadha. Aha, saha khagaha, that bird, adunita, it was shaking, naikadha, not in one way. Means in many, many ways this bird is shaking, up and down, left and right, like that. Dhui kampane. Dvidha, two ways, in two ways. Dvidha kratva manodeham, ardhena atmanodeham, ardhena purusho bhavat. This is Manusmurti, just like Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that Bhagavan, the creator, he made himself into two parts. One part became the male, the other part became the female. That is how Atmanaha Deham Vidhakartva Ardhena by half Purushaha Abhavat, he became male. And other half, he became the female, that is also there. There dvidhakratva, that is the usage. Dvidha vidha shikhandibhihi. Shikhandibhihi means by peacocks. Dvidha bhinnaha. The sounds are made into two parts. The peacock makes a sound which is not one unitary sound. It makes a sound like that, it will break it and make it one more. That is called dvidhabhinnaha shikhandibhihi dvidhabhinnaha swaraha. I think so. That is some such thing.
Shikhandi is the common usage for the peacock?
Peacock. Shikhandi is peacock. Because on its head, it has a shikhanda.
Shikhanda. Shikhanda.
Something is standing there. That is called shikhanda. It has that shikhanda, therefore it is called shikhandi.
The shikhanda is that one word or it is a...
One word.
Shikhanda.
Sorry, dvidha doesn't have the meaning problem. Is it a Hindi word or...?
Yeah, dvidha is two minds when we say.
Yeah.
We use that dvidha manasa.
Dvidha, yes, dvidha becomes dvaidhi bhava. Dvidha, dvaidhi bhava. Okay? What is not dvidha is made into dvidha, that e pratyaya will come, adivurdhi will come, dvaidhi bhava. Means in two minds. One thinking, another thinking. Prakara vachana again.
Dvidha manasthiti, that's how we use this word.
Tridha. Ekaiva murtir bibhide tridhasa. It is one Parameshwara. It has separated itself, it is divided itself into Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra. Ekaiva murtihi vibhide tridhasa chaturdha vibhajatmanam atmanaiva durasade. Yeah. You divide yourself into four by yourself in a place where you cannot reach something. You have to see the context. This is the Ramayana, Uttara Rama Jaritam. Uttara Ramayana, it is not Valmiki Ramayana, somewhere later. Panchadha,
Shaddha,
Shodha. Shaddha itself becomes a Shodha in a different context. Saptadha, Ashtadha, Navadha, Bahudha, Ekadashadha is also there. Dashadha is also there. Shatadha, Sahasradha, Bahudha. Then, Dhyarmuch.
Bahudha is only for Sankhyavachi, but can we say it's because of Bahu Gana Vatu Dati Sankhya?
Bahu is also Sankhya. Yeah.
Sankhya is the
Sankhya. Sankhya is the Sankhya. Dhyamui. In Dhyamui, who will go? You will go. Dhyam remains. Ekadho Dhyamui Anyatarasyam.
Ekadho
Dhyamui Anyatarasyam. So, ekat. From the word, following the word eka. Ekat. Eka is following the word eka. Okay? But if it is sarvanama, it is ekasmat. This sutra, I prefer to look at it before making any comment upon it. So, eka, now dhyam will come. And vikalpa. When dhyam comes, it means one time. Aikadhyam means one time. Aikadhyam bhunte, that is the Kashika example. Okay? Then, dham, it is now dham will remain. So, dvitriyoshcha dhamai,
dvitriyoshcha dhamai,
dhyam comes only for eka. For dvi and tri also, dhyam will, dhamai will come. Therefore, eka, dvi and tri. For all these three words, dhamui will come. So, now, dvi, dham. Now, adivurdhi also will come for this. Therefore, it becomes dvai, dham.
Dvai, dham.
Yeah, in some places, adivurdhi comes. In some places, it doesn't come. He uses the marking like that.
Achoiniti.
Vṛddhihi or kiṅiti cha no vṛddhihi, he like that he makes. So dhamui he said, therefore achoiniti vṛddhi is coming.
Here it will be like taddhiteshva cha made.
Taddhiteshva cha made, yeah. Shruti dvaidhantu yatra syat tatra dharmāvubhau smṛtau. You see, Shruti, Manusmurtikara says, Shruti and Smruti are there. Shruti should be given priority. Smruti should be negated if there is a conflict between the two. If Smruti follows Shruti, no issue. Shruti erivartham Smruti ranvagechat, no problem. Shruti is followed by Smruti. But if there is a conflict between the two, to negate the Smriti and hold on to Shruti. Suppose there are two Shrutis saying in opposite directions, then both are valid. That is what he is saying.
Shruti Dvaidham.
Yeah. Shruti Dvaidham tu yatra syat tatra dharmāvu bhau smurtau. Where you find the Shruti Dvaidham, two kinds of description in the Shruti, then both are dharma. Like udite juhoti, anudite juhoti. You should do homa after sunrise. You should do homa before sunrise. Now what should you do? Both are dharma. So now what should we do? Either this or that. And then there is some other vyavastha. In Andhra it is after udite, in Karnataka it is before udite, like that. Some vyavastha. Mimamsakas to do some vyavastha. Some, otherwise everybody will follow his own way. They don't like it. So some vyavastha they do. Traidham.
Traidham.
So dvaidham we have seen traidham. Traidham eva bhajati trivir gunaihi. Yeah. Trivihi gunaihi traidham eva bhajati. With the three gunas, in all the three ways, he worships. So sattva guna worship, rajo guna worship, tamo guna worship. All the three are there. Edhachya.
Edhachya.
So that is the sutra. Edhachya is the pratyaya. So dvi and three, for these two only it will come. Dvi edhachya. Dvedha it becomes. Three edhachya. Tretha, it becomes, okay? Vedha, Dvedha, Brahmanchakre, Kanta, Sukanake, Shucha, Tasu, Teshvapyana, Saktaha, Sakshat, Bhargo, Narakrutihi. This is the Kuvalayananda. See, Kanta and Kanaka. Kanta and Kanaka, this is Sri Ramakrishna used to say, Kanta, Kanaka. Did you see the Ramakrishna? Everywhere, all the time, Kanta, Kanaka. It is not against the woman as such. That is an expression. Kanta, Kanaka, expression. Kanaka, gold is there, throw it into the dustbin. That is not the idea also. An expression. What is the expression? Kanta stands for lust. Kanaka stands for greed. This is the expression. Swami Nikhilananda wrote in his book, he talked with Sri Ramakrishna. Maharshi, you are saying Kanta Kanaka all the time. What is its meaning? He says its meaning is lust and greed. That they are the expressions. So, Hare is after gold. Means what?
Greed.
He is greedy. He is after woman. Means what? He is not that he is after a particular woman. You can say like that also, but that is not the idea. There it is not a particular woman. He is a very lusty person. A person of lust. That is the idea. So, Bhagavan has created two kinds of delusion. Kantasu, Kanakesu cha. One delusion is in the form of lust. Another delusion is in the form of greed. These are the two delusions. And so, a person who is not having lust, anasaktaha, he is not attached. He is not having lust. And he is not having greed. He is not attached to money also or wealth. Such person is a sakshat Ishvara, in the form of human being. Bharga is Shiva. Bhargo Narakrati. He is a Shiva in the form of human being. Like that. What Sri Ramakrishna used to give highest importance? Lust and greed. Keep away from lust and greed. Whether the man or woman, that is not the point. It is about lust and greed. Keep away from the two. As long as you do that, you are one with God. You fall into that trap, you are a human being and all that. Like that Sri Ramakrishna used to say.
Kavali, Vedha.
Vedha, Dvedha Chikre. Vedha means Brahmadeva. Vedha, Vedhasau, Vedhasaha. Dvedha Chikre. Did in two ways, in two prakaras.
Vedha means Brahmadeva.
Yeah, Brahman Chakra, Veda, Brahman Chakra. Two kinds of delusion he prepared, he made. Huh?
Vidhi also Brahman.
Vidhi is also Brahman.
Veda, same meaning. Veda and Vidhi.
Yeah. Same meaning. Tredha.
Tredha.
Tredha vivajya rachitam vahase dhyavenim. This is Champu Bharata. One day, you see, this Veni Samhara. Veni Samhara? Yeah, in Champu Bharata. Champu Bharata is a great poem. I read it very seriously for a long time. I mean, at one time, when I was quite young. So, Lakshmana Kavi Rachitam. So, in the Draupadi, Dushyasana was killed. She left her hair unkempt for a long time. Dushyasana is killed, I will leave it like this. Nowadays only women leave it like that.
There are so many Dushyasanas.
That is the fashion. That is the fashion nowadays. Whereas in old days, they did not accept that fashion. They excluded only Draupadi for a given period. Everybody else have to make it into three units. And make a three strands after a long time. Oh Draupadi, today I see your hair in three strands. That is what he said. త్రేధా విభజ్య రచితాం వేణీం అద్య వహసే. టుడే యూ క్యారీ ది వేణి విచ్ ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ స్ట్రాండ్స్.
అండ్ దిస్ చంపు భారత స్వామిజీ లిటిల్ మోర్ ఇఫ్ యూ క్యాన్ సే అబౌట్ ఇట్.
ఇట్స్ ఎ గ్రేట్ పోయమ్
కవరింగ్ ఎంటైర్ మహాభారత.
మహాభారత ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ చెంపు. హై స్టాండర్డ్ సంస్కృత్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అండ్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్. ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ అలంకారాస్. ఓకే. గద్యపద్యాత్మకం కావ్యం చంపూరిత్యభిధీయతే. దట్ ఇస్ ది డెఫినేషన్ ఫర్ చంపు. గద్య అండ్ పద్య బోత్ మోర్ ఆఫ్ గద్య అండ్ అకేషనల్ పద్య. అకేషనల్ మీన్స్ క్వైట్ ఆఫన్ పద్య విల్ బి దేర్.
అండ్ చంపు హ్యాస్ ఎనీ మీనింగ్? వాట్ ఇస్ చంపు?
గద్యపద్యాత్మకం కావ్యం చంపూ. ఎటిమలాజికల్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఐ డోంట్ నో, బట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్. సో సత్య కావ్య రామాయణ చెంపు రిటర్న్ బై భోజ మహాకవి. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్. సో వెరీ వన్ పోయమ్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ దేర్ వీ యూస్ టు కోట్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. నౌ ఐ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ చెంపు రామాయణం, ఎ లిటిల్ లైటర్ టెక్స్ట్.
చంపు వర్డ్ ఇస్ యూజ్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ బికమ్ చంపు రామాయణం, భారత చంపు,
చంపు భారత చంపు, ఆర్ చంపు భారత లక్ష్మణ కవి. దెన్ చెంపు భాగవతం ఇస్ దేర్ బై చిదంబర కవి, ఫర్ విచ్ బెల్లంగొండ రామరాయ కవి రోటే టీకా ఫర్ ద చిదంబర కవి ఇస్ చెంపు భాగవతం. ఐ టాట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ హైదరాబాద్. చెంపు భాగవతం ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ దట్ బుక్ ఆల్సో
ఇన్ తెలుగు.
ఇన్ తెలుగు ఇట్ వాస్ నాట్ యా generally it was not even recorded in those days. Nobody records and all that. They attend the class and go home. So like that. So Chimpu Bhagavatam, very high standard text, very beautiful text. I have some poems also I remember from Chimpu Bhagavatam. Nali kadyuti pashyato haram. The you see pashyatoharam means openly grabbing. Pashyatoharam, grabbing openly. So you grab the beauty of a lotus openly. Alikadyuti pashyatohara, like that he describes the beauty of the universal mother and all that.
And champu will be generally something elaborate, very elaborate.
You see, entire Bharata is told. In that sense, it is not elaborate.
Yeah, because we use that word. We still use that word champu. In some sense. That's why I'm trying to understand the meaning. If somebody is scolded, then we say champi kardi.
Oh, that is different.
Or champu means anything that is done very well, in an elaborate manner. You know, giving enough time. That we go with the word champu.
Yeah, it is also different.
It is also
different. Yeah. It is a type of kavyam.
It can be sankshipta also sometimes.
It is sankshipta also. Okay. Champus are three champus are very famous. Then some more champus are there in the literature, but three champus are very famous. You can read Ramayana champu. It is worth reading. Tubhyam tredhas thitatmane. These devatas are praising Brahmadeva. You are our pranams to you. You stay as a threefold, Tredha, threefold. Your Swarupa, Tredha, Sthita, Asma, Asma is the Swarupa. Tasiladayah Prakpashapaha, so
Tasiladayah
Prakpashapaha. Now, you see, just now we have seen Edhacha, that is the 46th. Then comes Yapye Pashap, 47. So, we have covered up to Pashap. Okay, Prat Pashapaha we have covered. Very nice. We'll stop. Hari Om. Then now it will pick up quite well. Shas prabhrutayah prak samasantebhyah. That finishes. Then krunme jantaha, an impossible sutra. దెన్ వష్టి భావురే రల్లోపాత్ దట్ ఇస్ ది ఎండ్ వి ఆర్ నౌ లుకింగ్ అట్ ఇట్స్ కంప్లీషన్ సో నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్ ఇట్ విల్ మేక్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ వెన్ ఇస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్ టుమారో ఈవినింగ్ టైమ్ షుడ్ బి చేంజ్ 6 to 7 and then I'll take food.
Swamiji, one statement came again from the Uttara Ramayanam. The Uttara Ramayanam is Karuna Prasa Pradhan.
Uttara Ramacharitam.
Ramacharitam is a... But our entire Ramayana itself is a Karuna Prasa. So if you exclude Uttara Ramacharitam,
still
it is Karuna Charita Pradhan. So he just continued the Rasam, the second poet.
Yeah. He is the second poet after Valmiki to highlight Karuna Rasam.